This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, GAO promises more details about the TSP website. Lawmakers look to ban agency use of biometric technology. And the Army's new advertising slogan is an old one. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Wednesday, March 8th, 2023. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. An IG report says GSA spent the last 4 years misleading agencies about the security of a key program. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The login.gov platform misrepresented its compliance with the KeyNIS standard to 22 agency customers between 2018 and 2022. A new report from GSA's IG found executives in the Technology Transformation Service knew they were being deceitful in how they applied identity proofing capabilities to login.gov. Sunny Hashmi, the commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service, says GSA is currently conducting a top-to-bottom review of login.gov.
That review will include everything from financial management oversight to acquisition oversight to personnel matters, as well as the compliance and product dimensions.
Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Agencies have a clear picture on how they can better manage a hybrid workforce. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman has more.
A new five-part strategy from the Office of Personnel Management details how the agency plans to help federal leaders deal with long-term workforce changes that came from the COVID-19 pandemic. OPM will, for instance, offer free training to leaders and supervisors on strategies to effectively manage employees in a hybrid work environment. OPM says it will also work with federal unions and other organizations to help inform future policies and programs for the federal workforce. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Army wants you to be all you can be again. It's bringing back the catchy slogan for a new recruiting campaign debuting today. After a year where the Army fell short of its recruiting targets by 15,000 soldiers, it's reintroducing the slogan in a new campaign meant to appeal to Generation Z and their parents. The new video ads feature soldiers training for combat roles. The original campaign ran from 1980 to 2001 and was considered one of the most successful ad campaigns of its era. The Government Accountability Office promises more details are coming about the troubled rollout of the Thrift Savings Plan update. After the TSP launched a new record-keeping system last summer, TSP participants voiced major frustrations and concerns with both the system transition and the update itself. Although TSP officials say many of the early issues have subsided, Congress asked GAO to examine participants' concerns with the new system. GAO officials say their work is now underway, and they'll complete their audit of the TSP by early 2024. The Department of Veterans Affairs expects its legacy electronic health record to be around for a while. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman reports.
The VA is looking to replace its legacy EHR Vista with a new system from Oracle Cerner. But the new EHR has experienced several outages and patient safety issues. House Republicans have proposed scrapping the multi-billion-dollar EHR contract with Oracle Cerner and modernizing the Vista system that's already in place at most VA medical centers. Daniel McCune, VA's Executive Director of Software Product Management, says Vista isn't suitable for the agency long-term, but he says VA will need to rely on Vista for another 5 to 10 years, if not longer.
In essence, we are supporting two EHR systems simultaneously.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Can your phone tell whether your driver's license is legit? Department of Homeland Security scientists aim to find out. Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday has more.
The DHS Science and Technology Directorate's Remote Identity Validation Technology Demonstration is moving ahead this spring. Applications for the first phase were due in mid-February. The initial tests will evaluate whether software can detect a fake ID in a smartphone photo. The demonstration comes as the Biden administration pushes to combat online public benefits fraud in the wake of the pandemic. DHS's tests will be among the first to independently evaluate the accuracy of digital identity proofing technologies. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
You're listening to the Federal Newscast. Democrats are pushing to ban facial recognition use at agencies. Members of the House and Senate reintroduced the Facial Recognition and Biometric Technology Moratorium Act this week. The bill would prohibit federal entities from using facial recognition technology, as well as voice recognition, gait recognition, and other biometric systems. Several agencies are piloting or already using facial recognition technology, including the Transportation Security Administration and Customs and Border Protection. The Defense Department forges another agreement to funnel cash to small business development. DOD's Office of Strategic Capital and the Small Business Administration plan to work together to increase early-stage investment in critical technology areas. They'll work on the types of projects that historically have taken a long time and had lower returns on financial investments. Projects would potentially include semiconductors, advanced materials, and biotechnology. The agreement uses new proposed SBA regulations to better align with the cash flow requirements of startups focused on hardware technology. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are trying again to mandate that agencies identify and that Congress eliminate wasteful or redundant programs. Senators Maggie Hassan and Mike Braun joined Congressman Henry Cuellar and Nancy Mace in reintroducing a bill that would require agencies to identify and publicly list redundant or wasteful programs. Agencies would then submit recommendations to Congress to eliminate or consolidate those programs. A watchdog for COVID-19 funds is adding new leadership. The Pandemic Response Accountability Committee, or PRAC, has named Virginia Roan to serve as its executive director. Roan previously served as the Agriculture Department's Assistant Inspector General for Analytics and Innovation. Among her other federal jobs, she served on the Recovery Accountability and Transparency Board, which oversaw federal stimulus spending following the 2008 recession. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Wednesday, March 8th, 2023, I'm Peter Masurlian.